Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
Here I sit, the fourth stooge. No, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, Pedro Fernandez, with you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, it's time to rock. We're going to talk boxing and MMA for the next 2 hours right here, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In boxing, of course, the highlight or the low light, the news, is that Hector Camacho, the Macho Man, the original Macho Man, has passed away in his native Puerto Rico, of course, after being shot earlier this week twice in the face and the head. Bottom line is, Camacho was brain dead as of Thursday, and they declared him dead as of today when his mother, Maria Matias, stepped in and over the objection of Hector Camacho Jr., his oldest son, pulled the plug on the life support. He went into cardiac arrest this morning. It was a sad, sad scene in Puerto Rico. And having televised three of Camacho's fights back in the day, I've got some great memories of him. But we're going to go into depth on that in hour number two, the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, in which we do MMA. We're going to do MMA for the first half hour, then we're going to go into a Camacho tribute show, and I'll bring in Hector Martinez, a close friend of his and mine, and we'll talk Macho Man, all right? The Hector Camacho, what is he, 50 years old now, 79-6? He had his issues, and it was cocaine. And what killed him in the end? Well, cocaine was part of it. There were 9 bags of cocaine in the possession of his co-partner, his driver in the car in Puerto Rico. One was open, and they were using it. So evidently they were using it, and somebody walked up on him and shot him. Bottom line is, the Macho Man is dead at the age of 50. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk about tonight's card on HBO before we bring in the headliner, Robert Guerrero, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
I thought I would knock him out in the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then he got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound. I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
fighters? Bernard Willica. You could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boone. Jimmy Paul. Tommy Holmes. All your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor? Come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's my show time.
Macho time. Hector Camacho passing away in Puerto Rico. Actually brain dead as of Thursday. Doctor said the Macho Man had died in a medical release on Thursday from a hospital called El Centro in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Of course, shot in his hometown of Bayamon, Puerto Rico. I didn't see the crime side of Puerto Rico when I was there. I televised Camacho's fight, if you can call it that, with Jorge Vaca back in 1999 in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and stayed there for about a month and a half, almost 2 months in two stints, like 1 month, come leave for a week, take care of business here on the West Coast and go back for another month. So, I enjoyed Puerto Rico, but I didn't see the crime side of it. Maybe because I was living in the upscale side of Puerto Rico and I wasn't down in the hood per se. I didn't see any hoods even. So I don't know what went on here. All I know is that Camacho sitting in the front seat with another gentleman. This gentleman had 9 bags of coke on him, 8 in his pocket, 1 out on the dash. I guess they were like cutting it up. And somebody shot Camacho twice and shot the other guy to death as well. No witnesses, you know? Nobody, listen, a secret's great when there's nobody to tell. And nobody's talking about this one. Of course, the press is all over this, the death of one of their great champions from Puerto Rico and at home after surviving all those years in the United States. And, of course, a resident of Harlem, no question about it. That's when I called him the Harlem Heckler. And I told you I was taken aback by the Associated Press and all these different news entities calling him the Harlem Heckler when yours truly was the one that bestowed that name upon him. And he was hip to it. He acknowledged such in a couple of phone interviews that we did. And I was taken aback. Somebody has stolen my line. Now I know these comedians feel when people steal their jokes and go on the Tonight Show and tell them, and then, you know, they're burnt. They can't tell the jokes anymore because somebody else told them on TV and all of a sudden that joke applies to them. But the bottom line is the Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, fought 20 years, was a great fighter. I mean, there's no question about it, until cocaine got its hold on him. And we'll talk about that in hour number two, a special hour number two. The second part will be dedicated to Hector Macho Camacho. I'll bring in Hector Martinez, himself a former amateur champion, and Roberto Duran's co-manager, former co-manager. And, of course, he was tight with Camacho as well. And we'll talk Macho Camacho. And, of course, that clip that you just heard was coming out of his August 1985 match with Jose Luis Ramirez. I think it was at the Riviera. It was at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we were there. We were ringside. And I remember we had a couple of dates. And one of the dates, you know, girls get things done for you. They just do. Okay? So we couldn't get into the Macho Camacho post-fight party. We couldn't get in. So we had this girl with us, or Hector had this girl with him, that was, how should we say, well-rounded. And we put her, sent her to the door, and bam, all four of us were in. I mean, that's the way it was done. You know, I mean, the chicks got it done for you. They opened the door before you got the, you know, the major press passes and things like that. But the bottom line is, that was a long time ago, 1985. I think that's when Camacho peaked. I think from that point forward, he sort of struggled with life. Why? Cocaine, baby. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Robert Guerrero tonight defending the WBC Welterweight Championship. He'll be up in a few minutes on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 31-1, taking on 28-1. Andre Berto, of course, Berto losing to Victor Ortiz. Here's what's up. We don't know how really good Berto is, you know, because Berto's played around with substances. I mean, he tested positive one time, and, you know, he's had some issues that are associated with steroid use, like a torn tricep and things like that. These are direct injuries that are directly correlate with steroid use. I'm not saying he uses steroids. I'm saying that's what medical evidence tells us. So the bottom line is, and then he tested positive or for a trace element of a steroid, and then Larry Merchant came on the show and dogged him some more when the HBO Godfather said, well, you know, his father's runs a few MMA gyms, and those MMA guys are known to take steroids and things like that, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, he was inferring, or implying, rather, that Berto was dirty. Who knows? All the steroid talk going around now, of course, Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez just less than what was their fight in December, early December, of course, for all the marbles, as far as these guys are concerned, four times they will have fought after this one is over. Three times have been controversial. The first, a draw, because one of the judges screwed up on the scoring of, I believe, the first round when Pacquiao was dropped Marquez three times. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, these guys are evenly matched, even though I thought Marquez won the last two fights. But no, let's go back to tonight. HBO Championship Boxing, of course, Robert Guerrero, he's about a 2.5-1 underdog. Some places got him a 3-1 underdog. I have pegged the fight about 2.5-1 Berto. That being said, I'm going to go with the underdog. I'm going to go with the younger, hungrier Robert Guerrero, 30-1-1. And I think he's been in less wars. I don't think he's been damaged like Berto has, because Berto did get busted up in that Victor Ortiz fight. And I just think that Robert's, listen, they wouldn't be calling out these guys, Team Guerrero, if they didn't think that Robert had a decent chance of beating these guys. They're not just looking to take the money and run. Yes, they're looking for big paydays. They only got $100,000 for that Selkirk Aydin fight a few months ago in San Jose, California, when they captured the WBC welterweight title as 147 pounds. Of course, he's a former champion at 126, 130, 135 pounds, much like Roberto Duran. He made the jump from 135 straight to 147, was successful in a title fight, a WBC title fight, as Duran was back in 1980 when he took the WBC welterweight title, albeit for 5 months, from Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, the brawl in Montreal, June 20th, 1980. Of course, giving it up November 25th, 1980 with the Nomas fight in New Orleans, a fight that stained Duran's legacy forever. But I think people are starting to forget about that. But back to tonight's card, I'm going to go with Robert Guerrero in the main event. People are going to laugh at me and say, you know what, Pedro, you're just pulling a homer. The kid's been with you since he was 85 pounds. Yes, all this stuff is true. I am probably pulling a homer. But the bottom line is, you don't bet against, you don't go against my guy, because I think he's got a lie. He's a live underdog here. 2.5-1. Let's see, if I place $50, be a good little wager. $500 would be even better. Of course, the 275 is what they're paying in some of the online sports books. So if you're into sports gambling, you want to bet on a fight, you can, of course, go to places like, it used to be Bodog, but they transferred the entity to something else, happy another online commission. Happy birthday. Yes, thanks, Ronald Wong. It is my birthday. I appreciate that. Ron Wong, my buddy in South San Francisco, California, and the tens and dozens of others that have wished me happy birthday. I thank you so much for the fine birthday wishes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
kings and queens and bishops too. We want to wish the best to you. So wish day, wash day, what do you say, birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Guess who's on the line from the garlic capital of the world? I'm talking about the world 147-pound WBC champion, the Ghost. There's a ghost sighting on the radio. I'm talking about Robert, the Ghost Guerrero. What's up, big time, Robert?
Not much. How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You feeling pretty? You got a big fight coming up on my birthday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Got a big one coming up. We just can't wait to get out there and do it.
Well, I'm excited. I think I'm going to come down and watch this one in Ontario, California. This is important. And, of course, Andre Berto is not pardon me?
We'll give him a birthday beating for you.
A birthday beating. 30-1 is the Ghost. 18 KOs, one draw, of course. Now, your first world title was at 126, 130 pounds. Which one?
126.
All right, 126. Then you went to 130. Then you went to 135. You skipped 140. You went to 147. You had this fight in July with Selka Gaidin, who was a tough, tough, undefeated guy from the Soviet bloc. And he came to fight. They called him Little Tyson. You can see why. He was rough. He was rugged. He came to fight. How are you preparing for Andre Berto any differently than you would any other fight? I mean, is the pressure on now, the HBO date, all this stuff, or what?
Not so much the pressure. You know, just making the adjustments. Knowing that Berto's a lot quicker and a lot more slicker than Adin was. But Adin was more rough and rugged and that type of guy that'll punch you wherever and back of the head, wherever he wants to hit you, he's going to hit you. So, you know, I think that was a perfect fight to break into 147 pounds, getting one of those tough, brutal guys out there. So, you know, now it's just it's making the adjustments with Roberto on, you know, the timing and the speed and you know, what he likes to do. You know, he's more of a counter puncher and, you know, he got quick hands and he got some pop in that right hand. So, you know, we have to put the game plan together now to, you know, to be ready for you know, his kind of style.
Robert Gurr is our guest, folks. Of course, November 24th, a magical day in history. Why? Because he's going to beat Andre Berto, and that's my birthday as well. I won't tell you how old I am, but guess what? I'm no longer 29. Andre Berto, of course, 28-1, 22 KOs. Very fast, very fast hands. You mentioned his hand speed, but he's got decent foot speed as well.
Yeah, he does have decent foot speed. You know, he can get in, he can get out. But you know, I got great foot speed as well, and you know, I'm able to hit different angles and you know, change things up. So you know, I'm very excited for this fight, and styles make fights, and I think I have the perfect style to give him a lot of trouble.
You are walking head on into a hornet's nest, though. I mean, granted, I'll give you what you've just said, but this is not an easy fight. You're not going into a fight with a guy that's a stone cold chump or anything like that. Andre Berto is the real deal. Why Berto?
Like I said, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid. You know, we'd like to fight the best.
I know.
You know, you got myself, you got Andre Ward. We're going to look for the best fighters out there. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, we take on the best fights that are out there possibly for us, and we don't get the credit we deserve. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this fight, going out and making a big splash, because Berto has a big name. You know, he's been on HBO, you know, the majority of his career. He's been a world champion, and you know, he can fight. He can go. So, you know, like I've been telling a lot of other writers and stuff, you know, when I beat Berto, you know, if you got anything to say about that, you know, negative, now you're just hating.
Hmm. The ghost is on the line from Garlic, the garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about Gilroy, California. Of course, he is like the number one citizen down there. I drove through Gilroy a couple of weeks ago.
You smell through Gilroy?
Yeah, I drove through. But it's about the same thing. I mean,
yeah,
but people don't understand it when I tell them this. I said, you know, you drive down the highway, and you can smell garlic on the highway. But if you drive into town, it just like hangs out in your car.
Exactly. You get that aroma stuck in your car and it's hard to get out.
Yeah, we're talking about the garlic capital of the world. Of course, my current guest, the world champion, WBC champion, 147 pounds, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, when's the garlic festival usually?
The garlic festival is in it's in June. So
you already had it this year, huh?
Yeah, we already had it. Got to wait till next year.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I know that's a big thing, and you've been the main guest there on a couple of occasions, and you know, I know that the city of Gilroy comes out and supports you. That was pretty evident at the HP Pavilion when Gilroy was in the house, no question about that, when you took on Aydin. Now, why did you trade with Aydin? Was that intentional? I mean, midway through the fight, it looked like you were willing to trade with him. Why?
You know, there's some guys that you got to stand your ground, you got to get that respect. You know, Aydin was he was on a mission to take me out. I mean, all he wanted to do was knock me out and break my jaw, like he said, and he was very determined in that fight. So, you know, I had to stand my ground a bit and exchange with him and show him that I do got the power to hurt him and slow him down where you know, it made him think twice a lot about coming in. I mean, as you heard after the fight, he said he was seeing double, you know, throughout the fight. So
it's because he was seeing a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I had to get in there and exchange with him and show him, not just show him, but show the world that, you know, I could go at 147 pounds also.
Did you have to show yourself, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's one thing with myself and my family is we're always pushing each other to the edge where you know, we're always testing each other. And that's how you stay on your toes is when you test yourself. And, you know, I had to go in at 147 and test myself with, you know, with a big puncher like Aydin, And no, I can stand in there and exchange, right there at 147 pounds with guys that can punch. So, that's why I'm excited about this Berto fight because, he's claiming I'm a little guy and that I don't carry power, this and that. Like I said, he's going to find out when he steps in the ring with me on fight night.
November 24th, of course, Ontario, California, folks, the Citizens Business Bank Arena. And that will be for the WBC welterweight title, Andre Berto, 28-1. Out of Jamaica, then Miami. Where's he living in L.A. now or what?
I think he's still in Miami.
Miami. Of course, he said that he couldn't fight, I think, Shane Mosley at one point in time because of the Jamaican earthquake, and he was stressed out about his homeland and things like that. And then I asked somebody that lives in Haiti, where the earthquake was. So I asked somebody who lives in Haiti, and they said to me he hasn't been there in a long time, so I don't know what he's doing, if he's getting out this false propaganda or what. We're talking about Andre Berto, folks, who goes to the post November 24th when he takes on my current guest. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the Ghost, the champion, 126, 130, 135. Skipped 140, much like Roberto Manos de Pietra Duran, of course, skipping 140, going to 147, and capturing the same title that Duran captured June 20th, 1980. I'm talking about the WBC 147-pound championship. Of course, Duran beat Leonard in 15 rounds June 20th, 1980. They called it the Brawl in Montreal. And, of course, then he said no mas 6 months later when they suckered Roberto into signing a contract for $8 million, knowing he was 45 pounds overweight and only has 6 weeks. He only has 6 pounds to lose. He has 6 weeks to lose 45 pounds.
Yeah, that was a smart move on Leonard's part.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard's guy that goes, look, you got $1 million for the first fight, right? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm going to want a little bit more this time. They said, we understand. We'll give you $8 million. Duran's eyes, he saw it like sugar plums. He couldn't believe it. $8 million. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's do this. So he said, well, we got to do it, November 25th or something like that. And he went, no, I can't do it till December. They go, well, then we can't do the $8 million, and we'll have to do it sometime in 1981. Plus, I'm going to take on somebody else. I might fight Aaron Pryor in between. And Duran said, I'm not going to let that possible money get away. I'm not going to let it get away. So he signs the fight, Leonard, in the rematch, of course. And Duran says he ate a couple of steaks and got his stomach pains. And then said no mas and walked away. One of the biggest surprises. I was working at a bakery, Robert, on the line, on the production line, getting loaves of bread and putting them in bags.
Uh-huh.
And when he said no mas, I was listening to this on the radio. When he said no mas, I let about 55 loaves of bread fall on the floor. Because I just couldn't believe it. I was telling the guys around me that were working. I had an earphone on. And I was telling the guys around me that were working with me, it was Parisian Bakery. Before they went out of bakery, they baked nothing but French bread here in San Francisco over on Evans Street. And they're going, hey, all this bread's on the floor. I go, Duran just quit. He said, no, mas, you got to be kidding. Said, no. Yeah, he did. But,
to everybody, it was a jaw dropper. To you, it was a bread dropper, huh?
Oh, yeah, good point. Okay, Robert's doing stand-up comedy now on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He is a ghost. Robert Guerrero, 30-1, of course, a one draw and 18 KOs. Yeah, 18 KOs now, of course, the champion in 1, 2, 3. Man, how many divisions can you go up in weight? Could you stretch it out another division if you had to?
Yeah, I think I can.
You think you can, huh?
I think I could go to 54. And if after Berto, if there are any fights here at 47, I'm going to 54. Like I said, I'm looking for the best fights out there, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Is this based solely on wanting to make money and be great or be great and make money? I mean, how do you break it down here? Is this just to feed the family, or what are you doing? What's your mission?
My mission is to feed my family and take care of them, set them up, and also to be one of the greatest fighters in the sport.
Okay. We do have one of the greatest fighters in the sport right now, folks. He is a champion, as I said, of 1, 2, 3, 4 weight classes and skip one.
And when I leave the sport, I want to know I fought the best and I challenged the best and I took on the best that I can possibly get in the ring. And, that's one of the things with me is, like I said, Pedro, me since I was a kid, and it's always been about fighting the best and trying to be the best. So that's what I'm going to do. I want to go out there and give the fans the best fights they can possibly see, and also test myself to the limit and see how far I can go and see, you know, what I can accomplish in this sport, because, you know, this is the roughest sport in the world. And, you know, you want to be a, you want to set your legacy and ingrain your legacy like Duran. I mean, the stories you're just telling about Duran, you know, that's what I want when I'm retired, is people telling stories like, wow, that Guerrero, he went out there and he fought the fight.
Okay, freeze that thought. Can you stick around with us for one more segment?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Ghost, Robert Guerrero, a headliner, of course, November 24th, HBO Championship Boxing, taking on Andre Berto, defending his WBC welterweight title. We'll spend some more time with The Ghost right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network right after this.
Hey, guys. Do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with two separate editions of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, you've been to some MMA events. You were down there when we saw that good-looking chick, Ronda Rousey. Did you see her last fight?
No, I didn't get to see her last fight. I was actually in Tahoe training with no TV, so I didn't get to see her. I didn't get to see her fight, but man, I know she can go.
Robert Guerrero is our guest, folks. He didn't get to see Ronda Rousey nearly. The girl came to fight Sarah Coffin, and she stopped the girl in like 54 seconds with this submission hold, and she can get to submission hold on you just about anywhere. That's why when I was standing with her in San Jose in the back, I said to myself, well, standing up, I think I'd do fine with her. But if she got me on the ground, I might be in some trouble.
When you look at her, you can tell she's built well. She's built strong, and she can go.
Unlike Chris Cyborg Santos, who she's going to fight in 2013, and which will be the biggest fight in MMA history as far as the women are concerned, and if it gets on Fox TV, but it won't, they're going to put it on pay-per-view. If it were to get on Fox TV, it would draw record numbers of women. But the bottom line is Cyborg Santos on a steroid suspension right now. Rhonda said on the show, Robert, she said that Cyborg could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. She don't care as long as she weighs 135 pounds. Yeah, you're laughing, but I was like a little stunned hearing a chick say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could tell she's a fighter.
Yeah, she is the real. You know what? I was watching. We're talking about Ronda Rousey, folks. Of course, she's now on Sports Illustrated on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. Everybody's making big deals about that. But Pedro told you about her a long time ago. I told you about 2 years ago that this chick had the ability. She could talk the talk. She could walk the walk. I said, we'll see what happens when she gets in the fight. So she started fighting decent girls, and she's improved. The longest anybody's lasted was Maisha Tate, and she lasted 4 minutes and change, and she was stopped in the first round with another submission move. Okay, off the subject of MMA, now back to boxing. When I look at Berto, I look at a guy that's going to try to throw punches in bunches. Is that the way you see it?
No. Watching film on Berto, he comes out throwing punches and bunches, and then he pulls back a lot, and he tries to resort to counter punching. So he's more of a counter puncher. He likes to catch you coming in. He likes to blast you with a shot. So he's that type of fighter where he would try to bark a lot. The first couple rounds, and then he really pulls back. And I think that has to do with, going into deep water. I think he starts thinking, man, okay, if I can't get this guy out the first couple rounds, I have to take him into deep water, so I better save all my energy for the later rounds. So, I've been seeing that in every fight, he's been in. And, he's not that type of fighter that comes with those punches and bunches.
So you're trying to tell me he's a sprinter? He's an out front type of guy?
Yeah, he's a sprinter, and then, he dies.
You know, I got to tell you this. I'm a little saddened by BoxRec.com. I mean, I give them all kinds of props because they give us pretty clear boxing records online. They give them to you for free. You don't have to join any memberships or anything like that. And they've got you rated number three. They've got guys like Chad Dawson, Juan Manuel Marquez who wouldn't fight you. I mean, he just ran from me. I mean, he should have been ashamed for that. He should have been ashamed. I mean, he should have. I mean, he really did. How long did he duck you? For a year and a half?
He's ducked me all the way since featherweight. So pretty much, I think about 8-9 years.
Okay. All right. Now he's going to take on Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Juan Manuel Marquez, for the fourth time. Is there any chance of him finally winning a fight here? He's going to fight him again in Vegas. I don't, is there any chance of Marquez winning? I mean, I thought he won the last fight, and I probably thought he probably won the fight, the second fight as well. But, he's probably not going to get the benefit of a doubt in Las Vegas. Ask Manny Pacquiao with Tim Bradley. But talk to me. Marquez and Pacquiao, how do you see that?
I see Marquez, he's always determined to win. And he's made it his goal, as you've seen, it's the fourth fight now, and he's made it his goal to pull off a win over Pacquiao. But I think he could do it. Seeing Pacquiao in his last fight, his last couple fights, he looks like he's fighting, but like he don't have that fire like he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, he could pull the upset off, so see what happens.
31-1 is Robert Guerrero. Of course, he is the WBC 147-pound champion. 31-1, right? 18 KOs?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's quite
I'm tired of that fight already, man. Doesn't everybody want to see somebody like Robert Guerrero fighting those guys?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I questioned the way you were promoting yourself last year and a half. I mean, you were going out there basically, you know, riding up to guys' houses and spray painting, you know, I want to fight you on the front side of their house and things like that. I mean, you were really getting blunt, direct, going straight for it. I mean, you were telling these guys, you know, let's do it. Let's do this. And nobody's really stepped up. And Berto is coming back off these steroid accusations. So I guess he's sort of in a tough spot and has to take a tough fight here. What do you think of that steroid thing? How'd that go?
We're doing the USADA drug testing right now.
The random drug testing?
Yeah. So, I just had a test on Monday. I think it's great. Keeps the sport up, keeps everything clean. And, we really push for that. Especially he tested positive for that one time and, got to keep everybody in check and keep the playing field honest and everybody on an equal playing field. So I think it's good. And I'm happy that, we pushed for that and we got it all set and done. And, it's going to be clean. So I doubt he's going to test positive this time. I mean, I think if he tests positive this time, he just don't want to fight me.
Okay.
And, it'll tarnish his career for good.
Robert Girls, I guess. Robert, I was at the WBO convention about 10 days ago in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Francisco Valcarcel Paco, the president of the WBO, I asked him about 15-round fights. He said he didn't think so. He said they were too brutal. And then I asked him about drug testing. He said the WBO is currently putting together some type of drug testing format to where they're gonna randomly test their contenders as well as their champions. How do you feel about the sanctioning body taking that initiative?
I think it's great. I think it's great, because it makes everybody think twice if they're going to do anything.
And you know what? Here's what's up, Robert. I remember one of my producers, my writers at ringtalk.com, Kevin Perry, the webmaster, he said that he didn't think steroids gave anybody any advantage because he used to run track. And then I brought up Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis in the 88 Olympics where Johnson was caught taking steroids, admitted it later, years later. Okay, he had his gold medals taken away, things like that. But, steroids, it helps you train harder, helps you recover harder, and if you're hurt, it makes you heal even faster. So there's unbelievable advantages with steroids in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the type of steroids that some of these guys are taking, too. He must have not have got the right ones where it didn't help him out.
So. He won. He won the gold medal, and then they took it away from him. He won the gold medal in 100 meters by 3 or 4 yards, which is unheard of. But, he was gone. He was just gone. But he tested positive, and they had been talking about him, taking stuff for years and years and years. The 84 Olympics. Okay, we thought for sure the entire world thought for sure that Ben Johnson was on some type of performance-enhancing drugs, and he got caught in 88. So he wasn't that slick. But the bottom line is he might have been – people are now pointing at I saw an ESPN special on this about a week ago, and they're talking about him possibly being framed there. In other words, he had been taking steroids, but that his doctor intentionally gave him steroids past the cutoff date or something like that, knowing he would get caught or – it was some type of eventual thing, some sick thing. It was on ESPN or CNN high headline news, one or the other. But it was a fantastic special. If you get a chance to see that, check it out. Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis. Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, okay? This is a training. We're like, 20 days away, less than 20 days away, 17 days away, something like that. I mean,
yep.
Where are you at in training now? I mean, how do you feel?
I feel great right now. I feel in great shape. Right now we're at the point where we're just working on, timing, speed, staying sharp, letting all my muscles heal up. All the grinding work's already all done, all the hard work, just sparring, staying sharp, making sure, the diet's right. And we're just, tightening everything up and all the final touches. So, you know, if you ain't in shape by now, you ain't going to be in shape for the fight. So I'm ready to go as we speak right now.
Okay, last question for Robert the Ghost Guerrero. When you go to sleep at night and you wake up, and I used to do this all the time. I used to dream about my fights. Do you dream about your fights, Robert?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I dream about fights where when I wake up, it actually feels like that dream, like I was really there. So,
those dreams are intense. People don't realize it, man. You wake up like almost like you're out of breath.
You know, it's funny you say that sometimes I wake up at home all full of sweat, and my wife's like, why are you sweating so much? Although I was dreaming about a fight.
All right, so Casey's doing well?
Yeah, she's doing great.
That's good, man. Listen, I want to wish you the best. I'll be down there November 24th if I have to drive down, but I will. And I look forward to seeing you, and God bless you, and God bless the family. And good luck November 24th with Andre Berto, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Pedro. God bless you, too. And I'll tell Casey you said hello.
Robert Guerrero a few weeks ago on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, tonight headlining HBO Championship Boxing. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power doing some J.B. James Brown on the break.
TCP Soul Mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Interesting that you would play Biggie Smalls. Shot to death in a car in Los Angeles many years ago. Chris Wallace was his real name, I believe, out of Brooklyn, Bensonhurst. Anyway, the bottom line is Hector Macho Camacho going the same route, shot in a car. Not in L.A., in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, his hometown. Went home to party it up a little bit, being macho. Was in a brand-new Mustang that was said to be owned by the driver, who was also shot to death. The driver had 8 bags of coke or 9 bags of coke on him. One of them was open and on the, cutting it up in the car. So somebody said to me it was robbery. Well, if it was robbery, I mean, why would you shoot somebody twice sitting prone in a car? So I don't know about that. The bottom line is he may have been targeted for who he was. I mean, talk about notching your belt, you know. But in Puerto Rico, Camacho's considered a bit of a hero. I mean, Puerto Rico's running out of boxing heroes. Edwin Rosario died of a heroin overdose. Of course, Rosario and Camacho going back and forth. June 13th, 1986, Camacho winning a split decision. You know, Rosario hurting Camacho for the first time ever as a professional with a left hook right to the chin. And the macho man wasn't all that macho afterwards, and the coke sort of took over. So we'll talk about Hector Camacho in detail in hour number two, the upcoming hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 30 minutes past the hour. The first 30 minutes, got to give it up to the world of MMA. So MMA for the first 30 minutes, boxing for the second 30 minutes. That's on the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and of course, live worldwide via the fabulous internet. Tonight, HBO Championship Boxing emanating from Ontario, California. As I said, my man just on the show now, Robert Guerrero, 31-1, like 19 wax, taking on Andre Berto, 28-1. You know, I'm going to tell you, I really like Robert in this. I mean, Andre Berto hasn't fought in a long time, over a year, and you know, he's coming off these injuries, and he's had his issues both in and out of the ring. So the bottom line is, I would think that Robert is primed for the upset here, 31-1 versus 28-1. Of course, he's semi-main event. I don't think this guy could fight all that well, but they're pushing him like he's the next coming of King Kong. Keith Thurman, 18-0, taking on Carlos Quintana in a welterweight bout, or junior middle. Quintana, 29-3. Thurman, 18-0. This HBO Championship Boxing emanating from the Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario, California. Now, also tonight on Showtime, but it'll be airing a little earlier. I'm trying to say is the fight will actually air earlier because it will be taped when Showtime airs it tonight. I'm talking about Ricky Hatton, the former junior welterweight champion, 45-2. Remember when I published some pictures of him at ringtalk.com when he's starting those big fat lines of cocaine? I mean, talk about, you know, it had to be crap because he was snorting lines like a half inch wide and 6 inches long. What the hell was he thinking? The chick took pictures of him, exposed him. Anyway, he's taking on not a great fighter. I can't even say his name. I'll call him Vi Sinichenko, 32-1, his only loss to Pauly Malignaggi for the WBA welterweight championship. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.